I shut my eyes and turned them on my heart, as a man calls for wine before he fights. I asked one draught of earlier, happier sights, ere fitly I could hope to play my part. Think first, fight afterwards, the soldier's art. One taste of the old time sets all to rights. 16. Not it. I fancied Cuthbert's reddening face beneath its garniture of curly gold. Dear fellow, till I almost felt him fold an arm to mine to fix me to the place, the way he used. Alas, one night's disgrace. Out went my heart's new fire, and left it cold. 17. Giles, then, the soul of honor, there he stands, frank as 10 years ago when knighted first. What honest man should dare, he said, he durst. Good, but the scene shifts, faw! What hangman hands pinned to his breast a parchment? His own bands read it. Poor traitor, spit upon and cursed. 18. Better this present than a past like that. Back, therefore, to my darkening path again. No sound, no sight as far as I could strain. Will the night send a howlet or a bat? I asked, when something on the dismal flat came to arrest my thoughts and change their train. 19. A sudden little river crossed my path, as unexpected as a serpent comes. No sluggish tide congenial to the glooms. This, as it frothed by, might have been a bath for the fiend's glowing hoof to see the wrath of its black eddy bespate with flakes and spumes. 20. So petty, yet so spiteful, all along, low scrubby alders kneeled down over it. Drenched willows flung them headlong in a fit of mute despair, a suicidal throng. The river, which had done them all the wrong, whate'er that was, rolled by, deterred no whit.